True Colors Bookstore, formerly Amazon Bookstore Cooperative, is the oldest independent feminist bookstore in the world. It started in a commune in South Minneapolis in the late 60s. Don Olson was a resident in the commune and was there in the early years.
Well, as I was becoming more and more involved with social change things, a group of us who knew each other as couples and some other people decided to go together to form a commune over in the Seward neighborhood, 2400 block on 26th Avenue. And some of the women started getting into the earliest days of women's liberation, and they started examining that, and they decided these books that they were reading that was giving them such insight that they wanted to start a bookstore, and became known as Amazon Bookstore. And we set it up in the front of the house. There was a little room that had these sliding doors, kind of an old sitting room. People would come by and when the bookstore was open. And so it was, somewhat a hubbub of activity. And we were just kind of learning all about the world from different eyes and consciousness.
My name is Ruta Skujens. We're at True Colors Bookstore, which used to be called Amazon Bookstore until I bought it 3 years ago. I've always loved books. I've always wanted to own a bookstore. I got involved in editing lesbian fiction and met all the authors and got to know a lot of the publishers. And when I had a motorcycle accident 3 years ago, by the time I healed, my job was filled, so I basically ended up taking early retirement. And then Amazon came up for sale. It just seemed like the perfect opportunity. It was like serendipity. I always wanted a bookstore. I had the money, I had retired, and here it was.
Well, it was Julie Moores and Rosina Richter were the two main ones there. They were in the house, and they were for a long time associated with it. The selection of books there was that they had in the Amazon bookstore has always been interesting, and it's changed over the years, it's broader. But, you know, at the beginning, just to get out any of these books on women's history, Eileen Creditor and all the books about the Grimke sisters, all these things are this hidden history that was unearthed, you know, by the women's movement, which is part of the earliest social change. And that's been one of the lasting legacies of the 60s.
So they had, like, Gloria Steinem was here, and Alison Bechdel actually modeled her Mad Women bookstore on Amazon.
I am Alison Bechdel, and I am a cartoonist. And I heard about Amazon when I moved to the Twin Cities in 1986. And I was a young lesbian, and it was, like, probably the first place I went to when I got to town. Like, of course you would go to the women's bookstore. It was just this complete, you know, nexus of the community.
And even within the women's liberation movement, there was all these factors. A lot of women were exploring lesbianism, and all of us were looking at it as this is one of the early places for the whole gay liberation front, among many, many other things that developed here. Just social change everywhere.
I was doing a comic strip called Dykes to Watch Out For about a bunch of lesbian friends. But when I got to Minnesota and started feeling more connected to this community, part of writing about this new sort of cast of characters was having a place where they would all get together, where all their different lives would overlap, and that place was naturally the women's bookstore, which I based completely on Amazon because I had that as a ready reference, except I called my store something different. I called my store Mad Women Books.
I think it's probably about a dozen years ago now when Amazon.com first started really growing. People were constantly calling the store thinking it was the .com. And finally, the co-op got fed up with the confusion and they actually sued Amazon.com over their use of the name. But eventually, the co-op and Amazon.com ended up settling out of court. And part of the deal was that if the co-op ever sold the brick-and-mortar store, Amazon, that the new owner would have to change the name, and that's why we're True Colors Bookstore now. I think that we have impacted the lives of a lot of women, and hopefully men too, simply by the fact of being here as a resource. And I think that's where our biggest contribution is. A lot of schools actually send their students here on field trips just to look at our selection and talk to us about feminism.
True Colors Bookstore is currently located at 4755 Chicago Avenue South in Minneapolis. After over 40 years, it is still one of the foremost feminist bookstores where people gather for readings, performances, and discussion. This is Dixie Treichel for KFAI. 10,000 Fresh Voices on KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.